Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, I want to share something with you that's really important that just took place today. And I'm kind of curious and I'm trying to figure it out myself right now. I'm like, how in the world did this happen or what is happening? And I'm talking about the President Trump court case in New York City. So President Trump, he's there in New York and they're trying President Trump for this case and they're going after President Trump for this case. And it's really fraudulent what they're doing to President Trump in New York City. We already know this. Everyone knows it's fraudulent. This is part of the reason why President Trump is gaining so much support. He has the federal government coming down on him. He has these rogue DEAs going after him throughout the country going after President Trump. They're trying to do everything they can to prevent President Trump from becoming president in 2024, this November. And every time they do something to President Trump, he just goes up in the poll numbers. They never stop. I can't help but think, and I've told this story before, and I'm going to share it one more time here. When I was a kid, I remember being outside, and I would play out in the field, and I had a jar. And I would have this jar, and I'd poke holes in the top of the jar. You know where I'm going with this. And I would go around, and I would catch bees, or sometimes in the evening, we would catch these light bugs, and I'll put as many in the jar as I can so we can have like a little lantern, you know, walking around. But I remember one day we were outside, and it's a summer day, and I'm catching bees with the jar. And I remember this kid, he got stung on his hand by a bee. He was so angry with the bee that stung him on his hand. What did he do? He's barefoot, mind you. He goes steps on another bee, and then that bee stings the bottom of his foot. This is like the Democrats. He still didn't learn. So what did he do after that? Already stung on his hand, stung on his foot. He's angry with two bees now. So what does he do? With his other foot, he steps on another bee. So now he has three bee stings. And then his mother finally grabs him. So we're all watching this unfold. We're watching it happen. And then finally his mother grabs him. It's the same thing with the Democrats. The Democrats believe that they constantly have to go after President Trump. They believe that they have to continue to do this in order to stop President Trump. But he just gains more support. Which brings me to something extremely bizarre. This just happened, maybe an hour ago, moments ago? Can we say moments ago?
Sure.
This just happened in New York City, outside of the courthouse where President Trump is. Split screen it for me. Look at this. Y'all know what this is? Have y'all heard about this? So apparently, someone decided to show up at President Trump's courthouse and set themselves on fire. Do we know why? Is it the same thing that happened in D.C. when they went in front of the Israeli embassy and the guy set himself on fire? He did a video talking about it, talking about free Palestine. I haven't seen any videos from this person, but there's one video that I'm going to share with you where they said it was an active shooter at first, but no one is ducking. And this was on MSDNC, if I'm not mistaken, or CNN. We'll share it. I'm going to share it with you. But look at this. This just happened moments ago in New York City where someone set themselves on fire. That is a person. You can't see the person down there. That is a person. People scrambling around. The police officers can't do anything. I mean, what can the police officers do? There's no fire extinguisher. I guess they all could be taking their jackets off and beating the person trying to put the fire out. But I guess they don't want their jackets to be. Look, I mean, it's really interesting how people are standing around watching. I mean, I guess it's just too hot. You can't do anything. I guess it's just entirely too hot. You can't do anything.
Yeah,
you can't
really approach it. Yeah, he used an accelerant, they were saying. They were saying they smelled an accelerant before.
So he probably put like gasoline on himself or something like that, like the other guy did. Because you just can't, I mean, if you take a lighter and I just did to my jacket, it's going to go. But if you put lighter fluid all over yourself or gasoline, it's going to go ablaze. And there's not much you can do at that point. So they run over there with a fire extinguisher to try to put it out. So also, this is Friday. I will be taking your phone calls. We're going to put the phone number. Can we put the phone number at the bottom of the screen? Because I have another one I want to share with you. And this was on CNN, the one I was talking about on CNN, where they're saying an active shooter. She first says there's an active shooter. And I'm thinking to myself, active shooter? And then she just completely disregarded that she just said that. Then she goes on like she's doing sports commentary, talking about how the guy just set himself ablaze. And she's going into complete detail about all of it, about the surrounding, what she can smell, what is happening, what the people are doing. I mean, if you close your eyes, you can get a complete visual. I already showed you some of the fire, right? So if you close your eyes, she's going to go into complete detail about what's happening.
Yeah, this is actually bizarre. I was like, how does she keep going like that?
When I first saw this, I was thinking, like, is this a joke?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, you know, I didn't see the fire at first. But I'm sitting there listening. My producer, she was playing. I said, is this a joke you're listening to? But no, it's real. But again, listen to the very beginning of this. Coming from fake news CNN. Listen.
Oh, what do you say? We also are seeing an active shooter. An active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is he has set fire to.
I'm still a little confused. Most of the time, if there's an active shooter, you don't stand up to look. If there's an active shooter, you hear gunshots and you start ducking. You get down. You don't stand up screaming active shooter. Is this like the go-to saying for CNN? It's like, do they want to be an active shooter?
Yeah, I don't know if it's because screaming. Everybody started screaming and it got chaotic. So I think that's why she thought
I didn't hear any gunfire.
No, I didn't.
Where do you get active shooter? Do they want to? You know, this is my thinking. That they're hoping that MAGA Republicans show up to the courthouse and they start shooting people. This is what I'm getting out of this. You leave me a comment and you tell me if you think I'm wrong. I'm looking in the comments right now on Frank's Speech as well as on the Rumble channel. Leave me a comment. Do you think I'm wrong in that? Because I think that's what they're hoping for. An active Republican, MAGA Republican shooter showing up shooting people. That's not going to happen. Because she automatically comes out with that. But watch. Watch how she gives the whole detail about this whole situation. I'll try not to stop it again.
Oh, what do you say? We also are seeing an active shooter. An active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is he has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security detail.
Look at the guy next to her. He's just like, oh my goodness, is this real? Is this really happening? Y'all see the expression on his face? I mean, look at him. And she's just going off, just constantly giving detail about everything that's going on. I mean, kudos to her for doing this because, you know, a lot of people that are listening in, they're getting a complete audible visual about what is taking place here. Now, what I'm thinking is that this guy, probably a guy or woman, I'm more likely a guy, okay?
It looked like a guy from the other angle.
More than likely a guy, okay? Well, at least they might not even identify as the guy, but anyways. More likely a guy set himself on fire because all of the cameras are there for the courthouse. So he probably did this to try to bring attention to himself, to bring attention to what's happening in Israel. Because Israel, last night, for those of you who don't know, they started hitting and attacking different places in Iran. I don't know if this is the reason. Did he start screaming free, free Palestine beforehand? I don't know. Hopefully that information will come out. Maybe once they find out who he was, they'll go to his social media. They'll try to find out more information, see if there's a video or anything. If he was a total leftist, they'll probably just sweep this under the rug. Maybe. I don't know. We're going to see. More than likely. But I highly doubt that it's a Trump supporter. Do you think it's a Trump supporter setting himself on fire?
No,
like this?
I think it's completely a pro-Palestinian.
I think it's a pro-Palestinian Hamas terrorist supporter doing this.
Yeah.
What do you think? Give me a call. The number's on the screen, 319-527-3453. I'd really like to know what your opinion on this. Now, listen to just a little bit more of this. Listen.
Details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man to try to put out. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public to put out the flame on this man. He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as they're playing. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh. I can smell the burning of some sort of agent being used as well as an accelerant to put that fire. I smell an actual fire extinguisher having been displayed. I see a person whose body appears to be on the ground being surrounded by officers. I have multiple officers. I count about a dozen officers on the scene. The fire is still burning. It's now in multiple locations. It continues to blaze. We right now have officers removing their coats trying to surround this person to envelop their body to prevent them from further going into flames. You can smell. I'm sitting here with Evan Perez. You can smell burning flesh. You can smell an accelerant. The flames are continuing to engulf his person. I hear shouts that are coming from across the courtyard. I have people, multiple people running over. Another fire extinguisher being brought out. This person's body continues to be engulfed in flames. A portion of his body is still engulfed in flames. A yellow smoke is billowing from on top of his person as it is engulfing the officers who are continuing to try to put out these flames that are continuing to emblazon. Now the officers are not visible through the gulf and the cloud of smoke.
That is absolutely crazy. I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, everyone is just like, what in the world? What would compel a person to do such a thing? And, you know, me, in my beliefs, you engulf yourself in one flame just to end up in another flame. In my belief, that's what happens. I don't know what would compel a person to do that. I can't even imagine a situation that you would want to do that to yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think that, you know, because we don't have any information, it's all speculation right now.
Yeah, they're saying they're not sure if it was a political statement or if it was about the Trump trial. They're going to investigate it, of course.
So. I'm highly.
I don't know why I would
believe that it has nothing to do with Trump.
With all the rising protests that they're having at colleges right now, I would say, you know, about anti-Israel, I'm quite sure that's what it is. I'm sure that that's what they'll find out, but we'll see.
I mean, but this person don't have a clue if they that's going to put the fire and don't even talk about him any longer.
Oh, I'm sure he has something.
There's probably some kind of manifesto out there, right?
Oh, of course.
Probably something. If there's not, they'll probably make up one. If there's not one, this I can say they probably go, well, let's just say he was a Trump supporter and would do that. But then I don't think they would do that either.
Republicans aren't that stupid.
I mean, Republicans are not stupid like that. Conservatives don't do that. Christians don't do that. I mean, I can't even imagine anybody on the right that would, in the right mind.
Why would you take your life for any political movement? I have no idea. That just makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make a lick of sense. But, you know, the interesting thing?
Somebody probably convinced that person that that was the thing to do. That they'll have a legacy, they'll have, and you know what? We are all talking about it to a certain extent. I don't know this person's name, but it for right now, this unnamed person is being talked about all over the news. But
yeah,
it'll go away tomorrow.
So I wonder if they're going to release the person's name before they shut down the person's social
media. I don't think
they
should. I don't think they should name them. You know why? Because that's why the next person does it.
That's exactly the reason why the next person would do it. Because the next person say, oh, they said his name or her name. And then they go out and they commit the same horrific act. And then they get everyone to be talking about the name. I'm looking in the comments and one person said that during this, they're trying to be a martyr. Right, they're trying to be a martyr.
Yeah, and I could care less to publicize it. To be honest with you, I don't even like showing it right now, but, you know.
Yeah, I could care less. Okay, we're going to go from break, and I'm going to show you another reason, just maybe, why the country is finally waking up. And also, the phone line is open. We'll be right back. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it.
Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.